4, Yankee Charlie India radio check, over.
Calling for a signal report. I didn't catch the call. This is N4ZLK. My name is Shane. Come again and I'll let you know.
Roger that. Thank you, sir. My name is Bill. Very nice to speak with you.
Bill, you've got some white noise in the background. And what is your call again, over? 4ZLK station calling, looking for the radio check. What is your call again? N4ZLK mobile.
What are you up to? WD8BOY.
BOY, good. N4ZLK. Good morning, Kevin. Wow, twice in 1 week. I am running some soup over to the daughters. Her and her husband are not feeling very well today, and Beth made a pot of chicken soup, and I'm running it over to them. How are you this morning?
I've been spending a lot more time on the radio, playing around with the cables and antenna. I got my G5RV up in the air, and I bought one of the disc cone antennas, and I'm trying to figure out the best way to mount that and get it up in the air.
And just FYI, your audio just completely dropped. I could copy you, but you were very loud on your first when you first came in. But when you came back to me, your audio was very low.
Could be me turning my head or something. But this old radio, I don't know, could be a bad connection in the microphone.
Yeah, I've got a couple of older radios like that that took me a while to figure out what was going on, and a couple of them I didn't figure out what was going on, but kind of doing the same thing. You got to blow the dust out of them every once in a while.
So I inherited from my brother-in-law after he passed away. It's an Asden 7000.
I haven't heard that name brand in a long time. I actually forgot about it, the Asden brand. Well, it seems to be doing fine now. It's just your second transmission was very low, but you were getting the repeater fine, just the audio was down. So where are you thinking about putting your disc cone antenna?
Somewhere close to where I got my ham station outside the window, but the problem is at the walkout end of the basement, so I got three floors above me to get above the roof.
So need a long ladder, or you need to start on the other side and climb up the roof?
But I'm thinking about moving it around a little bit more towards the front of the house. That'll get me up on one step up on the elevation, so I'll only have about maybe 20 feet up past the gutter, and then get another 5 or 6 feet. Might not be too far away from the peak of the roof then, a WD8BOY.
Into might be available next week. At some point, I'd love to help you. This weekend's kind of tied up, but again, if you need some help, maybe I'm not that far, and maybe I can come over and lend you a hand.
Well, I don't even have a pipe yet. I got to get, I think it's like 1 1/4, 1 3/8 OD piece of pipe to go into the antenna base, and then I got to get some rigid conduit to be the pole, I guess, going up, and a bracket to attach it to the eave somewhere up there. And I figured I'd at the bottom just dig into the ground a little bit, and that'll provide the support and stability at the bottom.
I had a couple antennas almost like that. Just had a, they're both Ringo Rangers that I got from my father-in-law, a 2-meter and a 10-meter. And I had them mounted on that green television pole I think you get from Radio Shack. Kind of the same way. I had an eye bolt screwed into the eave, and then an eye bolt screwed into the deck at the bottom, and the rest of it went down to the ground. And they worked. This was a single story house, but it worked very well like that.
The last tower I ever had was made out of 2x4s. And before that, I had one made out of PVC pipe, like 2-inch diameter PVC pipe with guy wires on both of those things. And I don't want to do any guy wires anymore.
I've got my J-pole at the house mounted on the peak of the roof on the back side of the house. And then I just have a couple of wire antennas for HF. But say you were working some HF more? I know you said that you got an Italy station on 15 meters. You been doing any more this weekend?
Oh, I just did a little bit, just some local stuff. I'm trying to think who I talked to here. I had up my log here. Some guys in South Carolina and one in North Carolina.
A little bit yesterday and was turned the CW on, CW bands on 20 meters. It was really hopping. There was WES, I think it was the SK weekend sprint going on for the SKCC. And I listened for a while, but I didn't have enough time to sit back there and make contacts. But I'll try to do a little bit today if I can. I haven't been on in a while.
On 20 meters, it seems like there's a contest going on because people are just they're just exchanging calls and signal reports and going on to the next person.
There seems to be a lot of rag chewing going on. A couple of years ago when I first was getting set up again, there seemed like there was always somebody on there you could carry on a conversation with, but I haven't seemed to hear that in a while.
I do 40 meters mostly when I'm in the evenings on HF.
Finding the time right now has been a little more difficult. When I was working nights, I could get up in the daytime. If I woke up, I could go play around a little bit, but I'm leaving the house early and getting home late, and then I'm tired, ready to go to bed. So it's getting into my radio time. I don't like it.
And too, I hooked up the CB radio that I bought. That was for my emergency array of equipment here that I might possibly need at some time. And that's why I got this disc cone, because it covers 11 meters. And I just turned on the CB just to listen and hooked it up to the G5RV so I could just receive. And, oh, my God, it's as bad or worse than I ever remember.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. Are you picking up local stations, or is it more of the skip?
The most, I think he was, he's somewhere here in the upstate, and I think he was probably running extra power because I could hear him really well, and everybody else was kind of weak, but he was talking to people at least a half a state away.
Over in Simpsonville, that he was telling me one day, he's from New York, and he said, yeah, I talk to my buddies all the time up in New York. So I'm running about, oh goodness, what did he say? It was a tremendously amount more, obviously, than you're allowed. I mean, it was up in the kilowatt amount of power he was running. But, Kevin, I got to jump out here for a minute. I pulled in front of my daughter's house, so I'll be back in just a few if you're around. I've got a couple of stops to make while I'm out. But anyway, if not, you would probably have a good day, and it was really nice to hear you. But I'll clear for just a little while. WD8BOY, N4ZLK.
Okay, Shane. N4ZLK, WD8BOY.
4, Yankee Charlie India radio check, over.
KQ4YCI, I just heard you stepping out of the car. This is Shane, N4ZLK. You're making the repeater. You got a little bit of white noise, but you're copyable.
Stroll around and see where it's good and where it isn't as good and figure out why it isn't. I know you're on a mission today, so I won't keep you, but thank you for coming back, over.
I hear you. Recognize the voice and the call, so nice to hear you today. Yeah, if you walk around, if you're on an HT and you can find the best receive signal or best receive location, that's generally the best place to transmit from if you're on an HT. I'm not sure if you are, but it kind of sounds like it. But anyway, welcome to the hobby. I know you've got the new call there, so I'm going to clear for with you right now, but thanks for coming back to me. KQ4YCI, N4ZLK.
Thanks for coming back to KQ4 Yankee Charlie India. See you.